Live from the Clubs of Kingwood for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's the Kings of Houston Sports Radio, John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I had never seen that before with Fromber in the dugout, meditating.
They've never had a shot of that, but it's in line with the whole sports psychologist thing. It's totally in line with that they would teach him to meditate, because that was classic meditation that he was doing. But I'd never seen it. They'd never had a shot, and they had three different shots of it last
night. Yeah, yeah. I was like, all right, everybody leave Fromber alone. And you know what? Dusty agreed. Dusty was like, I ain't going to mess with him. Here's Dusty talking about leaving Fromber alone in the dugout.
No, I mean, you know, we leave him alone anyway, you know, and, you know, if a guy's dealing, you just let him keep dealing. I mean, if he's not dealing, then, you know, you got to make some adjustments. The pitching coaches will talk to him. Some of the, like Carlos would talk to him. You know, he got out of whack that one time, you know, when I went to the mound, you know, because invariably, you know, he had a no-hitter. Everybody knew he had a no-hitter. And then they get a hit, and then he hits the batter, and then that's the time when you really got to settle them down and just you know, take the air out the ball, because the crowd was about to get into it, and he threw up a double play pitch, and then he went back to dealing again.
What did you say to him on the mound?
Nothing.
By the way, you get rid of the rule where a batter has to get out of the way, that he has to make an effort to get out of the way, because they don't. Nobody makes an effort to get out of the way. J.D. Martinez stood there and actually just watched the ball hit him in the ankle or in the calf or whatever, and did not make any effort whatsoever. If I'm the ump, I go, no, the rule says you have to make an effort to get out of the way, and he didn't.
But they're not calling that.
So listen, though, you know how Carlos called his shot last year in the playoffs, that I'm going to homer here and end this game? Listen to Yuli talking about what Fromber told him a couple days ago.
La verdad que ha dado una demostración increíble. Me lo había dicho días antes que iba a lanzar más de 7 innings hoy y lo cumplió. De verdad que ha hecho un trabajo increíble.
He's doing incredible. He told me actually a couple days ago that he was going to throw 7 innings this start. So he did it, and he did great.
Yeah, well, he was wrong. He threw 8. But he did throw 7, so he was right.
Stop Fromber's lies.
Mm-hmm.
We must stop these lies being told by Fromber.
You know, there was a time that we thought in the middle of the season, oh, Fromber's the number one. Fromber's the ace. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then McCullers came on, Fromber fell off, and it was like, oh.
We just haven't seen the consistency, but we've seen that Fromber before this year. We saw it all last year. Yesterday was – starting pitcher number one. I mean, that's the great Fromber we saw. It's not like that doesn't exist, that we don't think it's possible. It just hasn't been repeatable for him as often as it was last year.
No.
Somebody made a great point, though. Fromber was dealing with his first postseason in front of people. Loud stadiums, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Last year, he's pitching in front of nobody.
Yeah, that's
this
right.
Year he did, and Strom even said – he was really jacked up in his first start. He was really over emotional. You know, he was getting into it a little too much. And this time, man, he was relaxed and dealing, and you could see early on he was going for early strikes in the count. He was going like, I'm not getting behind. And that was beautiful to see him with the movement on his fastball and keep it below the keep it down at the bottom of the zone. It was awesome.
What do you think about this Garcia Odorizzi combination Friday?
Sounds terrible.
Why does it sound terrible?
It just sounds gross to me. I got a bad taste in my mouth from Garcia.
Guess what's going to happen now?
I've seen that combination before.
Going forward, the World Series. It's Fromber, Garcia, Urquidy, Odorizzi, or Greinke.
I've seen.
Guess what?
Ask me, hey, what do you think about that duo that gave up back-to-back slams in innings. Sounds great.
Well, Fromber was a part of that too, by the way.
Fromber wasn't a part of those back-to-back
slams.
No,
but Fromber was a part of crappy starting pitching until
Fromber
he wasn't anymore.
Fromber
was garbage in game one.
He wasn't garbage. Yes. He was below average. Yeah. Those guys were garbage.
What did he pitch? Two innings?
Fromber?
Yes.
No, he went.
No! No.
In game one?
Yeah.
Am I thinking White Sox?
Yeah. Yes, you are. Fromber was terrible in game one.
Was he that bad? I mean, I was at my brother's game. I thought he went deeper than that.
Two and a third, I want to say.
That's better than two.
Okay.
Okay.
What did he throw?
Fromber, I didn't recall. Yeah, he went almost the distance. No, when did Fromber go out? No, because he was against Chris Sale. How many innings did he go there?
You're kidding, right?
No, I don't remember. I don't remember how many. Come on, dude. Where's my game log?
Here it is, right here.
I just can't remember off the top of my
Fromber, head. Fromber, 2 2/3.
That's pretty good.
Six hits, three earned runs. Two earned runs. Three walks.
Yeah. I mean, trash seems hard. I would just say that they were cheating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were. At that time, they were cheating.
Okay. Yeah, that was bad. That was bad, Fromber. And it was washed away with the wind, so you kind of forget things.
And now you got Luis Garcia.
You got
Yimi Garcia. You got Odorizzi.
Stop.
You got.
Stop. None of those guys. Stop.
Maton, Rayleigh. They're all rested. Okay?
No, they are. What you're saying is accurate. You're just asking me, what do you think about that Garcia-Odorizzi pairing? I'm just being honest. Not super excited.
Well,
Luis Garcia hasn't been good. No, probably America. Luis Garcia hasn't been good for a little while now, and Jake Odorizzi has not been good, you know, this year for the most part. I mean, he had a couple moments, and he did settle down after he gave up the grand slam and got warmed up a little bit. But then again, there's one guy that I really like.
He settles in after a grand slam.
Okay, how about this? How about you go Garcia and Jake Odorizzi, and we're going with Christian Javier? What about that?
Yeah, he pitched four. Probably got a save him for game seven.
He pitched four.
He pitched three. He pitched three and into the fourth.
How about you don't go a game seven?
Well, right. No, but you want Christian Javier's arm to fall off. This is what you're asking for.
He went four win. He went four on a.
You probably would have thrown McCullers after he had nothing left.
He went four on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, I guess Friday. You're talking about two. I don't know. I don't know bullpen terms if that's plenty of rest for a guy who threw four innings or not. I mean, this guy used to be a starter. He used to be, threw three innings. That's enough.
No, but he
2 days of rest. He used to
pitches,
be a starter,
though.
Too.
Bunch of pitches, though. Bunch of pitches.
No, I would – if you got a chance to finish him off, finish him off.
Sounds like
– No, it doesn't sound like anything.
Yes, it sounds like
finish the series
filthy.
Off. It doesn't sound like
sounds
anything.
Sounds like something your filth mind, your filthy
sound like
mind
anything.
Would come up with.
By the way, we haven't talked about this for a while. Deshaun Watson, it's looking like he's going to be a Miami Dolphin.
A story just came out, Pro Football Talk, we need to talk about.
Okay.
We'll do that on the other side, but right now
this is none of their business.
It's the official beer of talking about trades, Coors Light. The official beer of being out here at a golf course, Coors Light. The official beer of people wearing horrific pants, Coors Light. The official beer of doing a radio show. If I was going to be drinking a beer right now, you know what beer I'd be drinking? Coors Light. That's right. It's cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. On a hot, muggy day like today, you need cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. You need Coors Light. Make it part of your life. Make it the official beer of everything that you do, like I do. And listen, just give it a try, people. I mean, I'm telling you, you're going to love it. You're going to be like, well, those other light beers, they're terrible. But if you want cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, you want fun in your life, make it a Coors Light. Just try it. Just get this job done. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's the official beer of me. Make it the official beer of you.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Oh, pick it up, Lance.
What are you? Yeah, carsforkids.org. Of course, me and John were just talking about them during a break. Carsforkids.org. So it's a company who, here's what you need to know. If you got a truck or a motorcycle, a car that's out there, on your property and it doesn't work, it might work, but you're not going to do anything with it. You're not going to sell it. Maybe it doesn't have resale value to you. Maybe it is just a mess and you just want it off your property, but you don't want to have to pay to get it taken off your property. Cars for Kids will come out there and pull the junk off your property. They don't mind. They'll come and haul it off, and then they got it set up to where they can use that to help finance and fund what Houston Can Academy is doing to give kids a second chance and an education. And so for you, somebody is going to come out and haul it off your property, give you a $50 Visa gift card, and give you a tax write-off? I mean, that's a great offer for you. It's one, frankly, you can't pass up on. But trust me, you're going to be doing something good as well. So take that tax write-off right off the car and not the kid. With my friends over at Houston Can Academy and, of course, carsforkids.org.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the clubs of Kingwood. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we're going to talk a little Bad Pants Open in just a second. Brian Brantley, the chairman. But first, we tease this. Pro Football Talk is saying, hold on, everybody, with this Miami Dolphins talk. The Eagles and the Panthers are a real possibility. Because they're not, neither of those teams are convinced who they've got. And Dave Tepper, the richest guy in the NFL.
He fired Dell.
Well, not that Dave Tepper. This is a different one. Not the one that just walked in and said, Dell, sorry, I don't like you. Although a lot of people say that.
Oh, owner of the Panthers.
Owner of the Panthers, Dave Tepper.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, there's a thought. He's like, mm-mm, Sam Darnold ain't it. Let's go get Deshaun. So we'll see what happens with that. Anyway, that's Pro Football Talks.
The last sentence. That's the reason for Wednesday's report. It says, the only person that matters in Miami is Stephen Ross. He wants Watson, and American oligarchs tend to get what they want. The oligarch in Houston is trying to make the oligarch in New York, who owns the football team in Miami, think the oligarch in New Jersey, who owns a football team in Carolina, or the oligarch in Philadelphia.
Too many oligarchs.
The reason Wednesday's report. That's why the operative word is could. It becomes will only if Ross blinks. What I've heard is that this thing is going to happen.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
It's just a matter of time.
You know what else is happening in the Bad Pants Open today? And Brian Brantley, the chairman of the tournament, is with us here on ESPN 97.5. Brian, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. Thanks. Glad to be here.
We appreciate you having us here. We appreciate what you're doing. Any idea of what so far, and I don't know, this is a huge, huge, huge event. How much money you guys have raised for Texas Children so far?
Well, we're still raising today, but we'll clear over $400,000 for the hospital today.
Just today?
This tournament.
Yes, sir.
Holy crap.
You had a dinner and an auction and everything else?
Well, we will. Well, no, actually. This year we're just doing the tournament. We've been blessed with a lot of really supportive sponsors.
Oh, my goodness.
It's sponsor money, not just giving you things for the event. You know, it's also money that's coming in.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I did my event for 15 years. And
ALS, yeah.
If we made 100 and something, it was, you know, we made over 100 all the time. But 400 is awesome. You guys have got some really great people on board on this thing.
We do. We have a hardworking committee that is really committed to the hospital's mission and the Newborn Center's mission. And, you know, from the inception of the event 23 years ago, we've raised over $7 million total for the hospital. And we've got a great group that's back at it every year and really excited to keep it going.
We remember year one.
Yeah,
I mean, we were there. I wasn't here wherever we were, but we were at year one, and we remember how it got started, and we were a big part of that. Our radio station at that time was. We saw Moose Rosenfeld out here. He's been here forever, and Mike Armstrong when he was there. But, you know, it's kind of near and dear to me because my child Mason, my son, who's 15 now, he was born prematurely and was there in the hospital, I want to say two weeks.
Wow. Texas Children's,
and they were incredible. And the stories you hear from other people who've gone through the same thing, you know, as a parent, you're very scared and nervous. And boy, they make you feel just at ease. You know that the children are in great hands, and that neonatal care in Texas Children's just and I can't say enough about how.
Well, you've hit on exactly what we're trying to do here, which is, you know, a big part of the use of the funds of this event goes to the sort of patient family experience at the hospital, and you know the hospital staff works really hard to find what families need, and that's going to vary family to family. If, you know, we'll cover all the parking for the families in the NICU, but, you know, more specific things,
hotels, meals,
all kinds of stuff. It's never the same thing. And we, you know, the Texas Children's Hospital is committed to sort of, you know, serving the whole family, not just the child. And sounds like, as you know from your experience, you know, it's not just the kid who's going through something difficult in this.
Did you have – I know Les Fox, he had his daughters, right?
We do. So I have a similar experience to Les. I had twin boys who are now seven-year-olds who were in the NICU for 2 months back in 2014, which is how I got involved in this. And it's no understatement to say that, you know, they wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Texas Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll never be able to fully repay that. So it's fun to come out and wear some silly pants and play golf to try to help chip back in a little.
Yeah, there is no price tag on that, is there? Or what you can do for it when, you know, it's so important to you. Yeah, so this goes towards families, but that the technology there, is there any equipment that helps buy it too?
So I would say is there's kind of two main things we focus on. One we've talked about already, which is the patient family experience. The other is sort of research and training funds that help the nursing staff there and the overall NICU staff kind of stay up on top of what's going on in that department. And look, there's no better place in the world than Texas Children's Hospital. If your child needs care like that, there truly is no place better anywhere on the planet to have that happen.
Do you have an online auction or anything going on like that?
We do not have an auction today.
Okay.
We've had an interesting few years, the last few, which has coincided with kind of my leadership here a little bit. We had Hurricane Harvey, which knocked us off the off the course for a year, and then COVID last year. And so we're really excited to be out here in person again, you know, having a real event. And, you know, we've made some adjustments, keeping things outside and things like that to make sure we stay safe. But, you know, having the 300 golfers out here and a real event is really exciting for us.
You know, and that's funny, too, because charities have just gotten destroyed, like you said, the last few years. And yet that neonatal care, it keeps on going on, and there's going to be a need for it, and those parents need and everybody needs. So if you've got a chance, you want to go to, what is it, what's the website, RBC Bad Pants Open?
BadPantsOpen.com.
BadPantsOpen.com, and you want to donate if you feel you can or you would like to get to badpantsopen.com and donate, because I first thing I said with Harvey was, man, charities around here are really going to get killed.
As I said, we've got a really dedicated committee that's leading this event and has worked really hard to make sure that, you know, we've not just survived but thrived during this time. And so today's a testament to that. We're out here playing some golf and doing some good. We're excited.
That's great. Brian, we appreciate it, man.
Thank you guys for being out here.
All right. Absolutely. We appreciate you. 926 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. We'll get back to Astros baseball on the other side right here. And then we got News of the Weird coming your way to finish it up.
We'll have a five-star for people asking. Five-star in Vegas. Our handicapper is going to be with from Las Vegas, via Louisiana, and then to Houston, and then to Las Vegas. He was 3-0 last week.
Yeah.
3-0 for – he gave out some more right before the game. Another 3-0. And he'll be on tomorrow. Same time, same channel, 9:30 a.m. tomorrow.
He's good.
Vegas.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so 9:30 tomorrow.
Yep.
With Five Star right here on
ESPN. Is the homie Tom Cook out there? You know, the guy from ABC 13 with the mustache. Is the homie Tom Cook out there? What about Casey Curry? No. They're not out here, Art.
What is that? Well, Art, what is wrong with you? Why would the homie Tom Cook be out here?
The homie Tom Cook.
Time to talk about my bookie, mybookie.ag. I've been telling you, if you want to make a deposit, if you're on, I made a deposit. As soon as I started talking about this, I said, you know what? Everybody gets the deposit right now. And they double your deposit up to $1,000. So you know what I did? I threw money in there because I wanted to be able to double my bet. And if you're looking for a way to double, win, get paid, and then you got to go to mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. They've got everything you could possibly want to bet on. You love football. We all love football. We love to bet on football. We know football better than the coaches know football, right? We're smart. When Five Star gives out his picks tomorrow, where are you going to bet them? You're going to bet them at mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. Look, it's the best way to win play, get paid. You're going to love the website. You're going to love how easy it is to navigate. You're going to love that you win and they pay you. And that's the most important thing with a bookie. The second thing is that they'll double your deposit right now. That is totally sweet. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the clubs of Kingwood. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, look, his internal clock did work. Lance was over there watching
my,
the trick.
You already know my internal clock is incredible. My wife even said, I don't know how you always do it where you can know exactly how much time it takes to get places. And I said, because I have a suit. I told you it's a superpower. She goes, well, it really is. And I was like, thank you. So, yeah, my internal clock knew exactly what time to get back. Mm. The clock went off. I threw the ball. I got it out. So here's the funny story. This guy drives by in a cart, and he goes, what are you two losers doing? You hit any golf balls, losers? Y'all need some golf balls? And John goes, John, like, yeah, we'll see what happens. I'll go over there. Let's hit it. See what happens to you. Hit it with me. I hit it pretty good. And then all of a sudden, so that's how it stopped. And then John made some other comment like, where'd that guy go? He called me a loser. And then Tyler's like, hey, that guy's talking to me. Oh, what's his name, Tyler?
I think it's like Dan Beaver.
Yeah. Oh, and then John immediately knew, oh, no, I don't want to hit with him.
No. That like, dude's a trick shot artist.
Yeah, he had moose on the ground.
He's got moose on the ground?
Yeah, he's like hitting it off his back and stuff with a board on it. Yeah, that guy's over there doing the whole thing. And, like, yeah, you don't want to. You probably don't want to.
Nah, I'll pass on that one now. I am a loser. You're right.
Yeah, he's trying to bait you into something. You call me a loser? Let's go.
Let's go. I ain't
Let's
scared
go
of you.
Now. Like right now, if you want to go over there and challenge him, I'll take over. I'll finish the show if you want. If you want to go challenge him right now.
Nah, you'll get a lot of laughs over there. You'll get a lot of laughs. So you still have that caller wants to talk Astros? Aaron? Oh, you hung up. Oh, Gilbert was on the phone? It was Gilbert? Because you know what? There's big news. Jennifer Reyna is back at 11.
Hold on. Let me get his number. We'll call him.
Chance has it. Do not call Gilbert from your cell phone.
Yes, we're going to.
He'll have
not from my cell phone. Yeah. Chance, what is Gilbert?
We got to find out what Gilbert thinks about Jennifer Reyna.
Yeah, huge news in Houston. Jennifer Reyna is going back to the news. I think she's one that doesn't have any type of protective order against Gilbert. And it's never anything bad. It's just like, I just don't want him coming to my work. Like, Gilbert has done that at Channel 13 before, right? He's come to Channel 13 on his bike before, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he was.
More than once.
Yeah, he was banned from going there, too. Yeah,
okay, so right. Make sure I went. Oh, Chance just said, it's been a long time, but I will send this to you. I'll send this to you, and I'd like for that call to happen on the air. I'd like to hear this, Aaron, if possible.
Oh, Aaron will call him.
Yeah.
You're going to send it to Aaron?
Yeah, I'm not calling him. Why would I do
no,
that?
Do not
no
call him from your
chance.
Phone. Well, and what if his mom answers? You're going to want to do this.
No, it's perfect. I'm going to say, can we speak with Gilbert, please?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What if she answers? Well, even better.
That'll be the first time that Gilbert's gotten a phone call from somebody.
I'll bet you it's not.
Well, other than the collection agency, I would imagine.
When it's ringing, we want to hear it, Aaron. And we're just going to. Well, maybe I need to send you this.
Maybe you need.
You might
to
need to send me the phone number before I can actually call.
No,
it,
I thought I did send it to you. Yeah, I did send it to you. I sent you the picture with the phone on it.
Anyway,
damage. Oh no, yeah. Oh, it's going through. Having a little issues out here. Don't worry about it. Should I just say it over the air? His number?
No,
Don't say
his number.
We don't.
Anyway, so Gilbert hasn't given us his thoughts on the Astros. I know you know. Oh, and I got to get my boy Fair. When you weren't here, my boy Forrest called in and he said.
Oh,
okay,
hold on. This
is
very important.
Here it is.
Did he kill answer? I bet he answers.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Sorry, the mail
Gilbert Lou.
To you. 713.
Okay, no. Call that other number. The chance said he might have the number wrong, so call the other number and just see. That you think Gilbert's calling from a cell phone?
No, because his mom gets on and says, Gilbert, hang on the phone.
Yeah. Come on, please let me.
Or what if it's somebody else?
I'm still asking for Gilbert. You handle it.
We're sorry. You have reached the number.
Yeah, Gilbert's outsmarted us once again.
He fooled us again. Or maybe he has a cell phone that as soon as it's off,
yep.
Maybe he's blocked our number.
No, honestly, do you know how many times Gilbert has outsmarted us? I had cancer anyway.
The first time he said he had cancer, I felt really, I'm like, notice I said the first time he said
right.
it, and it's not anything other than, or no, he didn't tell me cancer. I was at 790. He's like, he had something else, and I was like, man, I felt really bad.
No.
And I was like, hey.
One of the first days that you came back, he mentioned that he had cancer.
Yeah, he's been throwing different stuff out there for a while. And then he tells us, I lied. I don't have anything.
Yeah. What about when he told us his dad had cancer? And
he did?
Yeah, don't
I
you
don't
remember
that,
one? Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. Gilbert throws some. Gilbert, he's not always.
No. It's a shame. We needed to talk to Gilbert about Jennifer Reyna. Oh, well. So what kind of Eovaldi do we get tomorrow night?
I think we get a pretty good one.
I
mean, they're going to come back. They're going to come with everything they got, and it's just a matter of.
I don't like the move of bringing him in the other
night. Here's what my question would be. How come they don't know how to hit anymore, the Red Sox? J.D. Martinez, there wasn't a pitch that he couldn't hit. Kike Hernandez, there wasn't a pitch he couldn't hit. All of a sudden, these guys can't hit anymore. And Alex Cora, known cheater, obviously.
And it's not like they're, you'll face Scherzer.
No,
Astros bullpen.
No, you couldn't hit Brooks Raley, Christian Javier, Blake Taylor, everyone that came into the game you couldn't hit. And then Fromber, and look, that was a great Fromber, but all of a sudden they're swinging and missing, they're looking like fools, and you've got a manager who is known to be a sign stealer and a guy who is a gamesmanship is phenomenal. Alex Cora is great at that. Was kicked out of baseball for a year because of his role in sign stealing stuff. So it is worth noting that the Astros may have been tipping pitches or somehow the Red Sox may have been pulling stuff. Right now, people who have listened to Boston Red Sox radio this morning, like Matt Harkrider, he turned on their station. He goes, oh, my God, they're in hyperdrive right now with Astros are cheating. Now it's whistles. The Astros are using whistles and a private airplane to circle the stadium to somehow get the – like, this
it's
is what's
so
being
stupid.
Said. This is what's being said, whistles. No one's saying, hey, how did we score 11 runs a game and then now we can't hit it all? Well, I can tell you typically it goes from having all the signs to not having the signs is a possibility, or maybe they're just ice-cold hitting. That can happen too. But I do think Nathan Eovaldi, we get a good version of Nathan Eovaldi. I think he's a good pitcher. I think we'll see
a good
version.
Pitcher. He's not a great pitcher.
He's not an elite pitcher.
No, he's not. He's good.
Good Chris Sale's better than Eovaldi is.
So ever since Eduardo Rodriguez tapped his watch towards Carlos Correa, the Astros have outscored him, I want to say, 17-3. Ever since he tapped his watch.
Oh, have you ever heard the old phrase, and it was a biblical phrase, and I think it was Old Testament, it said, darn start no shit.
What is it?
Won't be no shit.
18-6.
I didn't put a T on it. You called bit? Earlier you called bit?
Yeah, I said bit.
I said shit.
Oh, no, it's 18-2 ever since he tapped his watch.
I didn't cuss.
Whoa, what the shnikes?
And that was in the Bible. That was in Old Testaments. Don't start none, won't be none. So when you start doing your watch, and that's why Alex Cora is like, immediately. Don't do that.
Now I got it all screwed up. Anyway, the Astros have been kicking their ass ever since that. Do you think it's more that or no longer tipping pitches?
Well, that all sounds good.
Why are the Astros hitting all of a sudden?
Well, this is what I would tell you.
Because of planes and whistles?
Well, I can tell you
why. Trains, whistles, and automobiles?
No, it's none of that stuff. Actually, it's Brian Caswell
former chef at
Oh, what did he
Reef.
Do? Did he, well, he did he move from the kitchen to the living room and sit down with one leg on the table?
Better than that.
What?
You know, my wife stayed in the kitchen the whole day specifically because of superstition. She goes, now John will probably say something about staying in the kitchen.
That's right.
And I said, oh, you were listening to the show? She goes, yeah. And she didn't tell me until later. She goes, I stayed in the kitchen the whole time because the Astros were winning in there. And I thought, oh, my God, you stayed in the kitchen for three hours and 45 minutes.
Stop witching and get in the kitchen.
How about this? Brian said, game four, fell asleep in the fifth and woke up having missed the greatest finish. Game five, felt that I needed to recreate the same situation. Left the game in the fifth and went to a movie with my son. Then, boom, another offensive monster of a game. I don't think I can watch the games after the fifth inning for the rest of the series. What's your call? I said, no. You have to do the same thing. I said, you already know this.
Yeah.
And he said, F me.
Yeah. Listen, Brian Caswell going to the movies is exactly why. I'm surprised it wasn't in the post-game press conference.
Should have been.
Brian Caswell.
It might be him.
Thanks for falling asleep and going to the movies, because otherwise we could not have possibly beaten
Boston.
Could
have been my wife standing in the kitchen. That's the thing. If you're superstitious, this is what you know. It might be you, it might not be you, but whoever's doing it needs to keep doing it. Your shirt that you wear or whatever, just keep doing it.
My wife was in the kitchen, like I told you, for the ninth inning the other night. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, she wasn't even
there. It's not her then. We don't care about her. She's not the witch.
I told her.
She's not the witch.
But I did tell her to stay in the kitchen anyway, and she didn't listen.
She's not the witch. Don't care.
And she didn't listen. She didn't.
Man. You told her to stay in the kitchen.
And I told her.
And she, no,
you
she said,
you better
no,
listen,
I got to go
woman.
Make this bread at ABC 13 where I'm GM and president.
You better listen, woman, or you'll get a fresh one. I called
you
her
said,
woman.
Said John never ever to her face.
Make me while you're in
he
there.
Never said.
And while you're in there, no, I'm actually the sandwich maker in the family.
I'm actually the sandwich maker.
I make a great sandwich. Salami, soppressata,
all the Italian meats.
Dude, you know where's the best on West Alabama? The HEB. Their deli is the best. They got spicy gabagol. They got soppressata. They've got prosciutto. They got everything.
Hanging.
I'm telling
where
you.
I bet it's pretty good.
It's really good.
Yeah, Central Market, too. You can get some of this stuff.
Yeah, but it's not. I don't like Central Market as much as that HEB.
Why, because you didn't get a loan?
Right. That's another, yeah. Oh, by the way, that's another thing at Central Market. Screw you.
What? They cost a little more, but they got quality stuff. You know what? Everything doesn't have to be screw you to everybody, John. You can just say, you know, I prefer to get specialty items there and not standard groceries. People who go grocery shopping at those places.
Well, they don't have nothing there. No, you can't, like, get Tide, or you can't get, like, regular bread.
But you can get a cleaner that is some type of specifically good for the environment one that's $14.
Yeah, right. And it's made in Yugoslavia. How about some made in Galveston? Huh? Can't we get nothing made in Galveston anymore?
Don't sleep on the Yugoslavian. No, it's Bulgarian cheese. It's the best. You just don't have to tell everyone to screw off and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, well,
all the time.
I do if they're going to overcharge me for crap. Screw you, Central Market. So it's your turn now.
Yeah.
And then News of the Weird is coming your way next right here on
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN,
what you want to say.
97.5 and... And why do you think Miss France wanted to sue the pageant? I'll tell you on the other side.
All right. Okay. What would you like for me to talk about here? Just tell me what you want. Just tell me, Aaron. Tell me anything you want. Oh,
talk
you
about
tell, you want me to tell you for a third time? You
yeah.
didn't believe me the first two times? Okay, fine. You say, the first time I tell you about Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, you say, I don't know, Lance. Do you mean it? So I say, you know what? I'll tell you again. I mean it. And this time you're going, I need to be convinced. Okay, how about this? How about you go out there right now and you go out and take advantage of a deep discount and purchase allowances for the GMC Sierra, and it's a crew cab, four-wheel drive. They've got great deals going on right now. The price is already low. Now they're throwing purchase allowance on there. And this is a vehicle that has a tremendous amount of interior space for you. It's got the carry space that you know and love. Of course, you can get it tricked out any way that you want, where you can get the top put on top of on top of the back of the pickup truck so that your cargo can be safe as well. If you want to put furniture, you want to put your your suitcases back there if you're going to fly or go out of town. But I'm just telling you right now, when you go look for a vehicle, whether it's an SUV or a pickup truck from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, you're going to get the best vehicles on the market and the best customer service, bar none. Check them out for yourself at LanceZCars.com and take advantage of the pricing today. LanceZCars.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the clubs of Kingwood. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I've got an account. You're not.
No, I've never
You
been.
Should, so you can
No, I don't want
see
nobody to know where I am.
Melch Davis or whoever that one guy who shot everybody up in the crawl space.
Oh, no.
Mel Murphy. Yeah.
The what?
No, the Irishman. They call him the Irishman?
No.
Irish Mel Murphy?
No. He didn't shoot everybody. He got shot.
Oh.
Steven,
but by himself,
Steven
right?
Smith shot him. When he,
oh.
A seventh grader.
Jeez. Yeah. So that whole Chirac thing has been going on for a while. With,
yeah.
I gotcha.
Facebook is reporting they're going to change their name just because of all the scandalous stuff that's been going on.
Change branding?
They're
is this
re-brand.
A real story?
Yeah. They're
really?
Rebranding, yeah.
To
New York,
what?
Well, New York, Facebook reportedly planning change to shake off, name change to shake off scandal. Yeah, nothing works. Like, you know what? Especially that you commit a crime, cops are looking for you, change your name.
It's
they'll
the
never
same,
find you.
Same dork on there anyway.
They'll never, ever, ever find you.
Hey,
right?
Guys, just want to give you my political thoughts.
Here's a story about a man, a Bosnian man, who loved his wife so much, he built her a rotating house so that she could see all the views. Do you love your wife that much?
Nope.
Okay. That's just it.
I love her a lot, not rotating view a lot.
Yep. Yeah.
You know how much that costs? You know how much you have to love your wife to do that? Probably like $3.5 million starting price a
or
lot.
Or more.
I said starting price. Now, I guess they did. They got that one. What's that? The concert, the arena theater, where the stage goes around. That's why I saw New Edition there in the Fat Boys.
Oh,
on
yeah.
The stage
yeah,
that goes
yeah,
around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw Steve Harvey there.
So
so maybe it can be
theater
done.
Theater and around.
Maybe it can be done where
yeah.
It just goes around like that. Yeah,
maybe,
sure, maybe so.
Apparently,
Hamilton had some of that.
Apparently, the Miss France beauty pageant is being sued.
Okay.
And
this
it's not,
what I've been
the,
waiting
it's not
for.
The winner. It's the ones that lost because it's based on looks.
Okay.
So they're suing the pageant.
No.
Yeah.
Because they're saying she was ugly?
No, they're saying that she was beautiful and you're discriminating against ugly people in this pageant.
Wait. Say this again?
The ugly people are suing because they didn't win the beauty
pageant.
Now, hold
on. I doubt they're ugly people. If we're being honest,
well, they're not as pretty as she is.
Well, yeah.
So, guess what?
And so, what's their lawsuit based on?
Because this pageant is based on looks,
and they don't
look
as good.
And that's discriminating. That's discriminating against ugly people.
Okay.
All right.
Or not as pretty people.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not as pretty people.
Probably more not as pretty.
Yeah.
My guess is, you'd probably think, "Huh, eighth place looks pretty good." I'm guessing 12th place is like, man, 12th hey. Place is a smoke show.
Or, hey, I'm in 12th place? Screw that. I'm suing you. I should have won this thing because I'm not as pretty as she is? Jerks. A robbery suspect. Apparently, he was disarmed by the victim.
Mm-hmm.
So what did he do? Hey, can you give me my gun back?
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. But did you have to take my gun?
Hey. Let's keep
it
fair. Keep it fair here.
Can I get my gun back? All right.
I won't mess with you. I just want my gun.
Did you hear about the train derailment? October 12th, there was a huge train derailment between Rosslyn and Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. So as compensation, apparently, the railway is offering $21 in Smart Trip credit. Would you like, do you think that you should get $21 in Smart Trip credit?
Listen, we're sorry about the derailment. Don't make a big deal about it, okay?
Here.
La, la, la. Stop crying. We gave you your $21 credit. It's a credit that has to be used here. You don't get, it's not actual cash. It's a credit for another ride. I don't feel like that's, but you derailed. Stop making a big deal about it.
Apparently a driver was arrested when he was caught driving while playing a flute with both hands. I don't find this. Do you ever drive with your knees?
I'm not going to answer that, but I might have.
Yeah. No, all the time. Drinking and eating or smoking.
Quite adroitly as well. Oh, hamburger?
Yeah, both hands. Yeah. And you're driving with your knees. What's the problem
here? I mean,
arrested?
That's a ticket.
No, that's a
ticket.
Mo, why are you even a ticket?
That's a ticket. Well, it's probably not super safe.
I'm sorry.
Knee driving is not what you aspire to.
Did you see Squid
Game? Of course,
Game?
People. Yeah, of course. I also saw Alice.
Do you see what Squid Game is really, really, really changing the game?
Yeah.
Squid Game apparently cost $21 million to make, and I think it's ridiculous how much money. More than 111 million viewers globally. Like, it's making like 900 million.
Hold on a second. It cost 21 million. Are they counting the money they were dropping into that giant orb above the?
Nah, I think that might have been fake. I'm pretty sure that.
Well, I mean, where did the 21 million go?
The
sweet
was
costumes.
Just 21.4 million.
Okay, where is all the international settings? And this isn't Lord of the Rings where you're on location at these unbelievable places.
Well, they're
in a giant place it was pretty expensive to make those giant bunk beds.
Well, here's the problem is now, you know how we buy all our products from China?
Yeah.
We're going to go make all our movies in South Korea. It would have been 5 to 10 times more to make here in the U.S. More, it would have been a $100 million production here.
Wow.
Or more. And it's supposed to make like 900 million. It's making Netflix like.
It's going to be the most watched of all time. But it's amazing how many American viewers who don't mind. Like, used to be, I'd say I watch foreign films. You read your films? What's wrong with you, commie? Now it's people no problem. I watched 10 episodes of Squid Game in Korean with subtitles. Not a problem at all. Now people are, like you do. You wear, you read, you didn't used to. Now all of a sudden you're a movie reader.
English speaking, I put up the subtitles.
I do too.
On everything.
Peaky Blinders changed the game for me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, even some Sopranos, I just had to fight through it because I was watching it before I was putting that up. Peaky Blinders, I'm like, nope.
No.
Immediate subtitles.
All right, Aaron's playing the music
mess
now.
Around with it.
We don't have a game today, but Aaron's still going to keep
Boston.
The streak going. Keeping the streak going with all systems go.
See how that works.
Hey, we're done. Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Thanks, Bad Pants Open and Kingwood Country Club for having us out here. Y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, buddy. We just got all cause we're gonna be legends. Gonna get their attention. What we're doing here ain't just scary. It's about to be legendary. Bye, bitch. Get know when the whistle goes. Wheel. Fun. Get know when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5.